And that leads us into our segment for today. Dr. Arnie Buss received an undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University and a PhD from Cornell University. He's been teaching at the undergraduate and graduate level for over 30 years. His passion is facilitating and teaching classes about interpersonal communication. He works with individuals, he works with couples to help resolve their interpersonal communication issues. And in the past 7 years, he's given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a wide variety of organizations in the Monterey area. He's also a distinguished Toastmaster, and in 2011, he was a semifinalist in the Toastmaster World Championship of Public Speaking. He joins us on the third Thursday of each month, but next month it will be the second Monday of each month. So let's listen to this introductory music followed by Dr. Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning to find relief.
And welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar. I'm your host for this segment, Arnie Buss, as Solazar said. Speaking of listening is about ways of improving all of our relationships by listening from our hearts. And I will be giving workshops and personal facilitation. To find out more, you can email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. That's A-H-B-U-S-S, consciousawareheart, all one word, .com. And you can visit my website, which is www.consciousawareheart.com. Now, listening is not just about hearing the words the other person is saying. It's about a dialogue. It's about engaging the other person in a heartfelt way. And it often involves decoding the hidden messages that lie beneath the words themselves. And today, I'm going to talk about just the three basic elements to becoming an effective listener. And part of the reason for this is because I've noticed over the past few weeks that I myself have not been fully following my advice on all this. I have not been as effective a listener as I hope. And as long as I've been studying this, teaching this, advocating this, what I've come to realize is that it's really a process that unfolds, and that, like, until one becomes a fully enlightened master, there are things about ego, there are things about childhood wounds, there are things about our personality. And when I say our, I mean my, because I can really only speak for myself. But there are all these things that we bring into our interaction with other people. And if you, almost every spiritual tradition talks about the importance of being in the present moment. And every time we let this pass, that we let our ego, our personality, interfere with having a heart-to-heart communication with another person, no matter who that might be, then in a way that's a pointer to the growth that we need to do. And for myself, I resolve to be more in the present as things go on. And I guess it's not a big revelation to understand that I'm not an enlightened master, at least not yet. Anyway, to get back to the segment, what that caused me to realize is that I would like to just talk about some basics here. And I've boiled those basics down to three key elements to becoming an effective listener. And I believe these are They're all very simple, but please understand that simple is not the same as easy. Those three elements are listen, reflect, and validate. Listen, reflect, and validate. And the acronym is LRV, or sometimes I pronounce it LRV. And I found that those three elements are present in every effective interaction in which effective listening is at the fore. Now, the main precondition for being an effective listener is, well, several fold, but possibly the most important is the desire. Do you have the desire to hear and understand what the other person's point of view is? What's the purpose of speaking and conversing with another person except to, well, one is to present your point of view. That's about speaking. But my focus now is on listening. And so do you have a desire to hear and understand what the other person's point of view is? If the answer is yes, then are you willing to put aside your own point of view, your own yeah buts on what you're hearing, and focus on what the other person is saying? And this is like a meditation. This is like being in the present moment, because in that present moment, that person is speaking and you're listening. Do you have the patience to listen to hearing opinions with which you disagree? Sometimes that's the most challenging thing. So our reaction is when we hear something that we don't agree with, we say, oh, well, wait a minute. You got that wrong. Let me straighten you out on that. It takes patience to be able to sit and hear things that you disagree with, maybe even disagree with very strongly. Now, patience is a skill that, again, some of us have in more quantities than others. Sometimes something that helps me is the patience prayer. Dear God, grant me the gift of patience, and I want it right now. More than these, what is your relationship with this other person? Again, they could be a friend, an acquaintance, a colleague, an intimate partner. Do you desire to have the most wonderful relationship with them at whatever level that is? And are you willing to put energy and effort into that relationship to make it wonderful? That energy and effort may be being willing to sort of sit and listen to them express. Do you have if there's a conflict or hurt in the relationship you have, could be friends, family, again, an intimate, do you have a desire to heal that conflicted relationship and a willingness to take action on that? If you do, then being an effective listener is one of the most important things that you can do. I've lost track of how many different couples therapists and marriage counselors have talked about the importance of communication, and specifically the importance of being able to really hear the other person, to hear your partner. Now, if you're in a situation where there's not much conflict, or you agree with the other person's position, or, you know, there really aren't many strong feelings being expressed, then it's easy to be a listener. You know, you just kind of hang out and you hear what's going on. You go, yeah, that's cool. Where the challenge comes in is if you have a conflict. There could be a conflict in the moment. You could have a history of conflict. It's sadly common in many long-term relationships that there are conflicts that just never get resolved. So this is our fight number 23. And, you know, we're not going to resolve it now. And then in a few weeks, we're going to have it again. Well, wouldn't it be better or more comfortable in the relationship to stop that? So it's much more challenging when that happens. It's also more challenging when you disagree with the other person's position. Again, there's a temptation to always, you know, wait a minute, you got that, you know, you don't have that right. That's wrong. Let me straighten you out. And it's a bigger challenge when strong feelings are being expressed. That could be so uncomfortable, especially for us guys, but also for people of both genders. When there are strong feelings being expressed, we don't know what to do with that. Well, what we can do is follow this very simple three-step process. Listen, reflect, and validate. Okay, so let's start with listening. And by listen, I mean listen with a small L as opposed to listen with the big L that's the topic of the segment. So listening is about being silent. Are you aware that the letters for listen and the letters for silent are the same? One is an anagram of the other. So in a way, the listening piece, hearing, this is the simplest step. But remember, simple is not the same as easy. And it's not as easy as it may seem. I remember a number of years ago, I was in a men's workshop, and one of the exercises we had was to get in pairs, and then one of the men would speak for 5 minutes, and the job of the other man was to just hear them, not say anything, just listen. And what was interesting was that a number of men had a problem with that. They had real difficulty staying silent for 5 minutes while another person talked. So it's simple, but it's not easy. And those were situations where there wasn't a lot of challenge. So what do we typically do when listening becomes difficult or challenging? Well, often we may tune the other person out, you know, just start thinking about something, you know, play our favorite song in our head or or just think about something else. If they're expressing an opinion that we disagree with, then we want to make sure that we counter that we kind of knock their arguments down. And so their mouth is moving and they're saying stuff, and we're mentally just kind of waiting, tapping our foot in our minds, waiting for them to stop. We're not really hearing what they're saying, but we've got a good rebuttal, and we're kind of preparing our rebuttal. So we're not there with them. Or we may interrupt, you know, I know what you're going to say, when we're going to finish each other's sentences. Well, you know, that can be cued in a long-term relationship, and if it works, great. But in a conflict situation or a situation where things are difficult, interrupting is very, it's a stumbling stone. Or we'll allow ourselves to be distracted, you know, so we're not really fully paying attention to this. Or we might be listening to the words, but we kind of miss really what the message is. And if you've been hearing some of my other segments, you've heard me talk about how important it is to hear the coded message, to hear the feelings beneath what is saying, and hear what isn't being said. So one of the things, so here's how to do it. There are lots of ways not to do it effectively. Here are some ways you can be better at this. The first is silent. Again, silent and listen have the same letters. Quiet yourself. Make a conscious effort to bring yourself in the present moment and put your thoughts aside. The second is, if you're hearing something that you disagree with, put aside your disagreement just for a second. Be open to the possibility that this person has a legitimate point. Try their point of view on for size. Maybe there's some information or perspective that you're not aware of. And they might help you change your mind. And even if they don't, it can be useful to just try on that other point of view. Certainly, if interrupting is a stumbling stone, don't. Don't interrupt or don't jump in to state your viewpoint when they're in the middle of expressing theirs. Because that's just going to escalate things. I mean, how often they say, let me finish. No, I got to say this. No, let me finish. Does that ring a bell? And what, most importantly, be aware of those coded messages. Be aware of maybe what's not being said. Be aware of the feelings that are being expressed. And remember that feelings are in and of themselves, neither right nor wrong, but they simply are. So as much as possible, be in the present moment with that person. Fully take in what is being said. And that's the first step to being an effective listener, is to simply listen in the present. Now the second is to reflect. Now that's where this tracking that I've been talking about comes in really, it just really shines. Now you may have heard similar things like active listening or whatever, and those are fine too. And just for me personally, I found that this tracking tends to be more effective than the structure of active listening. But again, active listening is there's nothing wrong with that. But the reflecting part is that you state back, you reflect to the other person your impression of what they said. And the key is to use your words and not theirs. So if you use if you just repeat their words, then especially in a conflict situation, that can really come across as like you're mocking them. And one indication that you're using that's also called parroting is in a parrot, who simply, you know, parrots don't really, at least as far as I know, they don't really understand what they're saying. They're mimicking the sounds, and you don't want to be a parrot about it. And if you're a parrot lover or you think, you know, that please don't write. But if you hear something like, oh, I just said that, then that means that you're probably too close to parroting. And this is the first step in tracking. Both reflecting and validating, which is the next one, are, you know, this is where tracking really comes in. Because now, again, we're still focused on the message that the other person is expressing. But what you're doing is you're reflecting back to them to let them know that you got what they're expressing. And a great place to this is to start with feelings. And so the feelings are being expressed, you know, start with those, you know, so you might, you know, something like, so, you know, so you're upset at what happened, or so that was not okay with you. Or so when that happened, it brought up some strong feelings in you. That last one you could use if it wasn't clear what the feelings were, but it was clear that some kind of feeling had come up. Now, in general, unless it's really, really clear, you want to start with the more gentle form of the feeling. So, for example, rather than saying, well, you know, so you were angry about that, you might say instead, you know, so that wasn't okay with you. Just in general, it's not a good idea to tell an angry person that they're angry. Now, usually, one of the reasons for that is that's usually not done in the most effective way possible. Often it's something like, well, we'll talk more when you calm down. I am calm. What are you? I am not angry. So again, but if you track the feelings, and instead of telling them what they feel based on your perspective, you're just kind of holding a mirror up to their feelings and letting them see what's happening. And that's why starting a little bit more gentle, that was unacceptable, or you found that unacceptable, or that brought up something for you. is a better place to start, because then that can allow them to kind of correct. You know, not acceptable. I'm furious about it. You know, so again, let them lead the way on that, and be sure to start getting that hidden coded message. And I've talked about this in my tracking segment. So listen silently, reflect, especially what their feelings are and their hidden messages. That's the L and the R. And we finally come to the third step, which is the Z, and that's to validate. See, by listening and reflecting, you not only gain a deep understanding of what is being expressed, you do get a sense of what they're feeling and what that you're decoding that message. And this process can often help the other person get some clarity. You know, sometimes people just kind of start, you know, ranting a little bit or complaining or expressing something, and they're really not clear about where they are. And by tracking, by listening and reflecting, then you can actually help them get clear about what's going on for them. It's such a wonderful way to help another person. I know a number of therapists and counselors who study this this tracking skill and use it in their work. And I'm not a therapist, of course, but it can be therapeutic to have somebody who's really listening to you and really getting you. And the thing is that by tracking, by reflecting, the other person gets that you get them. So it's not that you get them. They get that you get them, not just with their words, but the messages that they may not even be aware of. And again, it can help them gain clarity. So this final step is to validate their thoughts and feelings. Now, this can be a little tricky, especially if you're not agreeing with what they're saying. Now, keep in mind that feelings are neither right nor wrong. They just are. If someone's angry, then they're angry. If they're sad, they're sad. I mean, that's how we feel. And it is true that our feelings are driven by beliefs that we have. Again, that's a topic for another segment. But once you have the feeling, then that's what it is. You really can't talk yourself out of a feeling once you have it. And so feelings are always true and therefore always need to be validated. But what about a thought or an opinion that you don't agree with? Now, the key with validating is that it does not mean that you're agreeing with them. But it's letting them know, remember that you've, by reflecting, you've shown that you understand what they're saying. And and with respect to that, one thing that is very ineffective is to say, I understand. And because... especially in a conflict, the other person is going to say or think you don't understand anything. So don't say that. It's up to them to decide whether or not you really get them, and that comes out of the tracking process. But again, validating does not mean that you agree with them. It's letting them know that you're asserting the fact that you acknowledge their autonomy and their right to their thoughts and their feelings. I mean, in a way, it's a form of namaste. So why is this important? Well, because usually we don't get that. I mean, have you ever been told or have you ever said, you shouldn't feel that way? Well, what kind of message does that send? That invalidates what we're feeling. That says that says your feelings are wrong, but that statement has no meaning. Feelings aren't never wrong. Feelings are what you feel. Well, now opinions, of course, now that's a different matter. Have you ever said or heard that, boy, that's a stupid thing to say? Well, that's a very invalidating thought. And that cuts off communication. That tells the other person that you don't get it. You're way off the mark. And the thing is that, you know, again, what is your relationship with this other person? Again, if, with respect to feelings, I know just how you feel. That statement never is very effective because you have no idea how they feel. And chances are you say, yeah, you're going to hear that. You know, you don't know how I feel. You have no idea. Or offering sympathy. Oh, you poor thing. Well, that doesn't feel very, very comfortable. It's really kind of putting you in a one-up position. Or offering advice. You know what you I heard what you said. And, you know, let me tell you what you should do. What you should do is, again, that's not a useful or effective thing at this point. You know, some validating statements that you could make was, you know, that makes sense. Or, you know, if it's understandable that you feel that way given what happened. Or you can say, I can see how that's a reasonable point of view. You might even say, you know, if I saw things that way, I would feel the same way myself. In other words, validate their thoughts, validate their feelings explicitly. So it's often not enough to simply hear. You need to let them know that you not only hear but understand, and you understand deeply. You understand what their hidden message is. You understand what their feelings are, again, without saying so. And when you track effectively, then that person gets it. And what I notice is that at some point, when that person realizes that here is somebody who is simply holding a space for them, to vent or say whatever they want without contradicting, without disagreeing, without invalidating, and to the contrary, showing that they're getting the message, showing that they validate and reassert their view of the right to the thoughts and feelings, there's this noticeable release of energy. This, oh my goodness, somebody gets it. And if you're tracking somebody who's trying to solve a problem, again, notice I said giving advice is not a valuable thing, because that puts you in the parent-to-child relationship with them. The chances are, in many situations, if they're trying to work out what to do, they know perfectly well what to do. They usually we have a good idea of what the next step needs to be, but sometimes that can be a scary step. That can be a step that we are afraid about or we're uncertain about, or for whatever reason we just find difficult and we don't want to do it. So we're trying to find a way around it. And by tracking, we can help somebody realize what they have to do themselves without you having to tell them. The power of this simple three-step process: listen, reflect, validate. LRV, LERV, as I like to say, feel the LERV. Maybe a little too cutesy, but but in fact, those three steps are so important. And sometimes the hardest is just that first one, just to listen without trying to contradict, without trying to state your point of view. The thing is that when a person feels heard, then and only then would they be open to hear your point of view. So if you have a different point of view, the time to express it is when they're open for it. Because until then, they're not going to hear you. They're going to be contradicting, and they're going to be doing all these other ineffective things because they don't feel heard, and they're going to say, no, you don't get it. You don't get what I'm saying. If you got what I'm saying, you would see things my way. But if you get what they're saying and you show them that you get what they're saying, then in a way, once that happens, that there's nowhere to go from that, but be open to then hearing what you have to say. So don't state your opinion until you fully validated theirs. So I've been talking about the three key elements to becoming an effective listener: to listen silently, reflect, and validate. And so until next time, feel the lure. And this has been Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio. I so thank you for joining me today. You can listen to Speaking of Listening starting next month on the second Monday at this time. And to learn more, you can email me, as I said, at ahbus@consciousawareheart.com. You can visit my website at www.consciousawareheart.com. I'm on Facebook at Aware Heart, all one word. And I have a Twitter account that's been a little bit dormant lately, but it's effect5com. That's effect, the number 5, C-O-M-M. And until next time, remember, listen with your heart.
You should have listened. There is someone here inside, someone I thought had died so long ago.